Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Orengo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting second. The center fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot takes first base on ball four. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Dickshot goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orengo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Wakefield moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Wakefield moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wakefield scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. Richards moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes juggles the ball. That's an error on Haynes. Higgins scores. Richards moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Haynes reaches second base with a double. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Haynes scores. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Carnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Orengo hits a fly ball into center field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright takes first base on ball 4. Hodgen moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orengo fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodgen moves to third. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodgin. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoover moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field. Carnett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carnett. Hoover scores. Newhouser moves to third. Mayo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haynes bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tresh moves to second. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schock bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to third for the out. Haynes moves to second. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dickshott hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-2 in the game. Orengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Richards strikes out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Haynes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Richards fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a line drive towards short. Michaels catches it and throws to first to double up Kramer. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orengo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Curtwright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-3 in the game. Orengo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Wakefield moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tresh moves to second. Gray Clark pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodgen. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neuhauser bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hoover moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to third. Neuhauser moves to second. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayo is walked intentionally. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoover scores. Neuhauser scores. Mayo moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-4 in the game. Orengo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-4 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickshott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Dickshott reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgin takes first base on ball 4. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Dickshott moves to third. Two outs. Thurman Tucker pinch runs for Guy Curtwright. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.